This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit mensteeclinic.com.
From the mind of a two-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them... Yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105 Through the Fan. We are live out here in Oxnard for Dallas Cowboys training camp. Of course, want to thank Corey's Hat for making this happen, better known as Sagamore Spirit Rye Whiskey, also Best Buy Windows and Siding, and Guardian Caps for being our presenting sponsors for this. A lot happened over the weekend. We saw Deadpool and Wolverine. We were at the practice where Sam Williams got hurt, and we went to the Reagan Library, but we're actually going to start with Texas Rangers news. And, Mike, I want to get you right in on this because I don't view it this way at all. I've seen multiple people text in, and they're like, well, I guess this means the Rangers are sellers. That's not what I interpret from this move. That's not to say they won't be sellers, but I don't take that away from just this move.
No, because they traded for a backup catcher that's a free agent. They wouldn't have done that. They wouldn't have traded for Carson Kelly. So you wouldn't have done that with Detroit if you are giving up on the season, if that makes sense. And that was done after you lost Friday and Saturday. So I don't think that now the Rangers are shopping Carson Kelly going, oh, we made a major mistake. Let's trade him as fast as we can. We had him for 24 hours. But after the one loss on Sunday, we are completely done. I think the Rangers are going to make these moves. I don't know if any more are available. I think John Gray getting hurt probably takes him off the trade market.
Yeah.
Because teams that are like, hey, we're going for it and we think John Gray can help. Well, is John Gray going to help in the month of August? You don't know. You know, maybe he comes back August 15th. Maybe he comes back next year. Maybe he comes back September 1st. Nobody knows. That's always tough. If you are the Rangers right now and you were, let's just say, in a playoff spot, would you want to trade for a guy that you have an unknown injury that you don't know if that person, like, it wouldn't make any sense. So probably John Gray off the market. They could trade Andrew Heaney. I'm just throwing that out and do another Michael Lorenzen trade. Now, I guess the hope is, or the optimism is that Cody Bradford and Tyler Mahle are going to be back pretty soon. And then they believe that Jacob deGrom will be back. I'm throwing out a date randomly, September 1st. So in the next 3 weeks to a month, you feel like you're getting three pitchers back from the injured list. That's optimism. I don't know if that's going to happen. Trading Michael Lorenzen, I just think was something that they felt like they could do. They could save a few dollars. They could maybe move those dollars to Carson Kelly's contract. I do think the TV situation is playing a major role in the now and the future of the Rangers because it's an unknown.
Yeah, I think Michael Lorenzen was always signed for two things. One, trading, and two, for depth purposes. Like he was never signed to be a long-term Ranger, but he was pitching well. And so whenever that happens, Kevin, you're like, oh, well, this is a good thing because he can help my team. And then you're like, well, which one of these guys can we trade? Well, whichever one somebody's interested in.
Right.
You know, and then, like, everybody wants Evaldi. Of course you want Evaldi, but you're going to have to give us a king's ransom for that. Here are some of the other arms we have. I know you want to walk in here and buy the Lamborghini, but you only have the money to afford something like this. But at the same time, they had to address a left-handed bullpen arm, and they addressed that in some way here. And like Mike said, that could be for down the future, but Lorenzen was not a future long-term Ranger from the get.
I want to get the pulse of the people, 877-881-1053, Frankel and Frankel Injury Attorney text line, 877-881-1053. Is that how you feel? Do you feel like this is a buy and sell simultaneously move? Do you feel like the Rangers are selling? Because I'm with Mike, I'm with Corey. I don't think that this shows that they're absolutely sellers, especially when you work in the Carson Kelly deal. And I felt like all along we talked about how you could be trading a starting pitcher. So I'm surprised that this is the scenario in which Michael Lorenzen can't make it very far, and then he comes back and mop-up duty because John Gray gets hurt, and then he gets traded. Like, a very busy last several days for him.
I want to make this the last thing on Michael Lorenzen. Like, we can keep talking about him, but I want to make sure that we get this in. What he did yesterday showed what type of person he is. That was amazing.
A competitor, yeah.
That was amazing that I was watching the game, and as John Gray threw one of his last warm-up pitches, and he had a lower body injury, right? Was it his groin?
Yeah.
Is that
I think that is correct.
Like, if I'm mentioning the right, it's the same injury he's had. We don't know how long he's going to be out. He could be out the rest of the year. He could be out for 2 weeks. But Michael Lorenzen then goes up to Bruce Bochy and Mike Maddux as they have come off the field, and now Jonathan Hernandez is in the game and he's warming up for however long he needs. And that's not an easy situation to be into, because believe me, that would, I don't know how to compare this, but he's not prepared to pitch at 1:30 in the afternoon. He's thinking, hey, I could get in at 2:30-ish, you know, like, and then like, hey, get in, do your thing. So him giving up runs, they always say to be ready. It's impossible to be ready. Because you're just, your body is set on a time. And for Michael Lorenzen to be in that dugout and to throw 40 pitches the day before, to be a free agent at the end of the year.
Yeah.
To say, I will risk my livelihood. I will risk my livelihood. I will risk my arm. Maybe I blow out doing this, because this is not smart to throw 40 pitches the day before. And then to go out there and throw four innings the next day in 55 pitches, that is not smart. But Michael Lorenzen is such a teammate that he said, I will risk myself. I will sacrifice possibly myself. And then he gets traded the next day. So even whether you like him or not as a pitcher or whatever, that was amazing what Michael Lorenzen did to sacrifice for the Texas Rangers yesterday.
Mike, I was really impressed that, like you were just saying, that it was his suggestion, that he went up to Bochy and was like, hey, I know how you're saying it, but he said, I only threw 40 pitches. I can help. Like, I love that that's what he saw. He's like, we have a problem. I feel like maybe I didn't carry my weight yesterday. Let me fix it. I do think that that was really cool.
Yeah, now I kind of want him back. Can we trade? Can we flip the trade and get him back? Because you need more guys like that on this team.
That's the tough thing when people tell you, let's just be honest here, when people say you need to sacrifice for this or sacrifice for that or sacrifice for this team or sacrifice for this company, and then the next day they say you're not part of this company anymore. Like, that's tough, right? Like, Michael Lorenzen, in a way, I bet there's conflicting thoughts right now of, I should have never done that yesterday.
Yeah.
Because I went out there for those guys, and they didn't let me go like this.
Ultimately, did they care? They didn't care. And I'm not saying the Rangers shouldn't have traded him. I think the Rangers got a left-handed reliever. He might be activated today, to be honest. Where you're at, he might be on the team today.
I could see that. Evan Grant said they were going to send him to AAA, but you're right. And he's been really good in AAA this year.
But, man, how tough is that as a person? Michael Lorenzen right now is on a flight to Kansas City.
Mm-hmm.
And he just sacrificed possibly the rest of his season to help out a team that then traded him.
Yeah, well, I mean, they could have traded him to a team that might go to the World Series. Kevin, I still have that bet in place where one of us will have to deal with our hair situation.
Sure.
Mullet for me, skullet for Kevin. So maybe
so this is a better situation.
You've loved Michael Lorenzen all this time, and now will that come back to haunt you whenever he and Will Smith go to the World Series?
Maybe so, but I'm telling you, Michael Lorenzen, I realized last, like, down the stretch, notwithstanding, I think he overachieved, and I think he provided something to the Rangers that was just far and above what I expected. I don't know everybody else's expectations.
The single play for me that goes with the overachieve is was it Luis Robert trying to go to home, and he runs down there and makes an athletic play. Heim throws him the ball at home plate, and he tags him out. That one right there, like, Mike, I know you guys do y'all's PFPs and everything, but that dude's a dead sprint to get to that spot. And I know a lot of pitchers aren't going to put their physical body in that kind of a situation. He did it, though, man. That was an awesome moment, too. I respect the work he did while he was here.
He'll never get it because gold gloves are based off of your offense and what your ERA and win total is. Nothing against Greg Maddux. I'm sure he deserved all those gold gloves.
Hell yeah.
There might have been guys that were better defensively than Greg Maddux. The problem is they probably had a 4.2 ERA and they were a 500 pitcher.
Yeah.
Right? And so Michael Lorenzen arguably is the best defensive pitcher in the game. He'll never win a gold glove because, unfortunately, he'll never be a Cy Young candidate, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
But he is, what Corey's bringing up is he defends his position, which obviously there's not many bunts anymore and stuff like that. But everything you're supposed to do on that mound defensively, he does it to pretty much perfection defensively. There's a lot to be wanted from how he pitches on the mound, but as Kevin said, he gave you an opportunity to compete in the second half for a playoff spot. Without signing Michael Lorenzen at the end of March, this team would probably be 10 games under 500 and would probably be selling off way more than just Michael Lorenzen.
Now, Walter Pennington, the left-handed pitcher out of Kansas City that they get back in the trade, Mike's been very adamant that they needed a left-handed bullpen arm. I'm not saying that this guy's walking in here and he's like, I got this. I'm Aroldis Chapman, guys. But it is interesting that we keep getting our left-handed bullpen arms from Kansas City.
See, I think you're gonna like this. Is people are saying, for the most part, it seems like people are pretty positive about the move from the 5-6-1. I'm not selling off the farm, but let's position ourselves as best as possible for next season while keeping the major pieces in place. From the 6-8-2, I like making a move for somebody that will be controllable in the future. And that's what comes up a lot with the relieving piece. Is Mike talked about how a lot of teams are making trades for people that are like single A prospects and you don't really know. Like, I'm not saying that means that Chester Bennington the fourth junior.
It's Walter Pennington.
Oh, okay.
Pennington.
That's a fancy ass name though. I like
not
it.
Not the lead singer of Linkin Park.
He seems like he's primed to at least attempt to make an impact in
yes.
a big club. Now I know that the road
he could be Garrett Anderson.
Yeah. The road is littered with players who have not been able to make the jump from AAA to Major League Baseball, but I'm hopeful that he can make a difference for this team. Maybe not this year, but like you need bullpen pieces for next year and beyond.
Grant Anderson, not Garrett Anderson, the former Angel.
I understood what you meant.
I honestly did, and I was like, wait, we're getting Garrett Anderson? Like, he was a good player for over a decade.
He's still got it, too. He's still out there doing his thing.
Hit the breaking news sounder. From another 6-8-2, I wish him well. Lorenzen wasn't pitching well lately, but they True. Got something for him in return. I do.
Breaking news.
Thank you, Lucy.
Yes, thank you.
That.
And then from the 3-2-5, and I understand this sentiment. This has been a roller coaster a couple of weeks for the Rangers. I would be okay with trading anyone that's not named Seager, Simeon, Langford, or Young. I don't feel that way at all, but I understand after you get swept by a Toronto team that's not that good either,
yeah,
that a lot of folks, including Bobby, are like, hey, let's trade what we can trade and stock up.
Yeah, and maybe that is the difference between if I'm Chris Young, I don't want to show my guys, look, man, we're ready to just descend back to what we were before. I always want them to think that, look, I'm trying to find something competitive for you guys. You guys got to show me. You guys still have to do it out on the field, but I'm always looking to make this team just a little bit better and give y'all a chance to do what you ultimately want. That's win baseball games, not just show up to the park.
Mike, go ahead.
Well, I would say the last thing on this is if you're a fan saying, trade all of the players. Trade Kirby Yates. Trade David Robertson. Trade Jose Leclerc. Trade all the starting pitchers that you can. What message does that send to your 2025 and possibly even 2026 Texas Rangers? What does that... doesn't Bochy just retire at the end of the year? And if you're okay with that, then you have to be okay with that. But if you want Seager and Simeon to then have their agents privately call Chris Young and say they don't want to be part of this organization anymore, I do think that would happen if you do trade all of your relievers that matter and kind of your starters that matter to make a push this year. I'm not saying that you need to trade for all these awesome players. You don't need to trade for Vladimir Guerrero Jr. and Tarek Skubal. The team understands that they've sucked enough that that's not going to happen. But if you trade five guys in the next 48 hours and say, we're done for 24 and we're probably done for 25 and 26, I do think there will be major repercussions from the players that are on multi-year contracts.
And do free agents want to come to your place then when they know you're just going to, you know, turn it over like that? I don't think Chris – and if you're one of those fans that's saying that, are you showing up to the stadium whenever there's not a really good team out there so that they can get the money, so that they can go get better players next year?
See, and this is the flip side that we might investigate as we go along, Mike. Not here, but we probably need to talk about this. Somebody on the completely other spectrum of some of the trade folks from the 916, the Rangers need to pump the brakes, extend Eovaldi, see if you can extend Yates and Robertson for one more year.
Here we go.
And they're like, no. Let's take the things on this team, the pitching.
Let's go the other way, complete opposite.
That's been working. And let's go. We've been getting a lot of feedback on this, Mike. Sorry, I'm missing the... Oh, here we go. From the 480. I feel like CY is going to shock us again, one way or another. And thank you, Mike, for confirming why another catcher. That move initially made no sense to me.
All right. Yeah.
We're already helping people out this Monday morning.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
For Trent, pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.